From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. President Obama said this morning that the economy is improving, but it will take many more months to dig out from the recession. In his weekly address, the president said the country's future economic prosperity depends on building a new, stronger foundation. He urged Americans to focus on that goal.
I know that there are countless families and businesses struggling to just hang on until this storm passes. But I also know that if we do the things we know we must, this storm will pass, and it will yield a brighter day.
Senator John Thune of South Dakota delivered the Republican address. He said the Democratic plans to change the health care system are too expensive at a time when Americans and the government are already overextended. Last night, the third of three House committees approved a bill to overhaul health care. NPR's Julie Rovner has more.
The bill was held up for days in the Energy and Commerce Committee by a group of conservative Democrats who said it was too expensive and threatened small businesses. But when concessions were made to win their votes, liberals balked. The final version was a delicate compromise that gave everyone something to like and dislike. For example, the drug industry won expanded patent protections for expensive biotech drugs made from molecules rather than chemicals. But the committee also voted to allow the government to directly negotiate drug prices, something the industry has vehemently opposed. The House is now in recess until after Labor Day. The Senate is still here for another week, but negotiators on the Finance Committee say they probably won't reach agreement on a deal before they recess, too. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.
The House has approved new legislation designed to curb executive bonus pay. A new report shows that several banks bailed out by the U.S. Treasury are still paying out billions in bonuses. NPR's Audie Cornish reports.
The say-on-pay legislation passed on a vote of 237 to 185. The move comes just a day after the New York Attorney General released a report showing that banks bailed out by the government awarded million-dollar bonuses despite dwindling profits. But Republican opponents argued that the legislation oversteps its bounds in allowing federal regulators to weigh in on bonuses deemed excessive. Alabama Republican Spencer Backus.
The Republican approach is simply don't bail these companies out. And then you don't have to be micromanaging every compensation decision by a company.
The bill's main provision has shareholders cast non-binding votes annually on their company compensation plans and mandates independent corporate compensation committees. Audie Cornish, NPR News, The Capitol.
The House also voted yesterday to allocate another $2 billion for the Cash for Clunkers program. The program provides rebates of as much as $4,500 to people trading in old gas guzzlers for newer, more fuel-efficient cars. You're listening to NPR News from Washington. A Boston University graduate student has been ordered to pay $675,000 for downloading and sharing music files. This is only the second music downloading case against an individual in the nation's history. NPR's Laura Seidel reports.
Joel Tenenbaum admitted that he had downloaded and distributed 30 songs. The only issue for the jury to decide was how much he had to pay in damages. Under federal law, the recording companies are entitled to between $750 and $30,000 a song. A lawyer for the recording industry described Tenenbaum as a hardcore and habitual long-term infringer who knew he was breaking the law. Tenenbaum's attorney had argued that the 25-year-old was just a kid when he did the downloading, and so the jury should only require him to pay minimal damages. But the jury clearly thought Tenenbaum needed to take some responsibility. Last month, a federal jury in Minneapolis ordered a woman to pay nearly $2 million in damages for downloading. Tenenbaum says he will appeal the verdict, and if he doesn't prevail, he says he will declare bankruptcy. Laura Seidel, NPR News.
Federal regulators shut down another five banks yesterday, bringing to 69 the number of bank failures this year. By comparison, 25 banks closed last year and three in all of 2007. Yesterday's closures were Mutual Bank of Harvey, Illinois, People's Community Bank Corp of Westchester, Ohio, First Bank Americano in Elizabeth, New Jersey, Integrity Bank of Jupiter, Florida, and First State Bank of Altus, Oklahoma. The Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation said the five closures will cost the fund about $911 million. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.